This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is telling popular daily fantasy sports websites DraftKings and FanDuel to stop taking bets. He says their focus on short-term gaming and lottery-style promos make them illegal gambling operations. The companies disagree. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
The central question here is whether these daily fantasy sites are games of skill or games of chance.
That legal question often comes up in gambling cases.
Raymond Sauer is a professor at Clemson University who focuses on the economics of regulation and of sports. He says poker players, for example, often try and argue their game is one of skill and should be legal.
These FanDuel and DraftKings games that are set up are very much like poker. There's elements of both skill and chance involved. And so the law is a little bit murky here.
But unlike other forms of sports gambling, fantasy sports have strong support from the professional leagues, says Victor Matheson. He's a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross.
If you're sitting around on Monday night and it's an unattractive game between two teams in small markets, but a bunch of fans nationwide have that quarterback on their fantasy team, guess what? A lot of people are tuning in to games that they otherwise wouldn't.
He says that support and the popularity of these sites might eventually push more states to actually allow sports gambling. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.